When you're carnal, you're sometimes spiritual, sometimes natural. To be carnally minded, you'll find yourself up one day, down the next. We speak of carnal as something that's negative and make people feel like they can't ever admit that they've been there. But I mean, the enemy rages so bad that literally you can be in a high and a low in one church service, feeling blessed, feeling great, and then the devil tries to hop right back on your mind and you're back down where you were before you ever shouted, before you ever praised him. We have to learn what carnality means. We have to recognize when we're being carnal. And to remedy that is through the Spirit. You cannot look past the faults of someone without having the love of God in your heart. Such as the same way that we can't learn to worship together week after week until we get past the natural part of us that gets used to things. We get used to something so much that we forget how valuable that it is. One of the best ways that you can recognize is think about a song that used to bless you. And then maybe a few years go by, and then all of a sudden you hear that song again. Something in that song sparks in your heart hope. But what about if somebody comes week after week and sings Amazing Grace to you? Is there a difference between what is sung weekly and what is sung every now and again? To me, I realize that I can't let my natural instinct as a human being getting used to someone hinder the support they deserve. And I can't let me being tired in my personal life keep me from giving God his due praise. My tiredness could keep me at home more often than I would be here. But yet I trudge on. For I know that if I will defy the natural man, then I can be blessed spiritually. You have to defy the natural part of you that tries to kick in. The attitudes, the jealousies, the envyings, the strifes. Don't worry about what other people have in their life. Don't envy over what someone has to think that that would remedy your situation. It's for their need and their life. Don't worry about it. God will bless you with what you need. For if you got the blessing that someone else got blessed with, you may not be able to handle what God sends someone else's way. And more often than not, we only see the spoil and not the price that was paid to receive it. People that are thinking like Christ suffer like Christ. And if you suffer like Christ, you will reign with Christ. And to reign with him on this earth is to receive the blessings to our natural man. You'll step out, obey God, and do those things that are spiritual. And somebody will come by and help you pay your light bill. Somebody will watch you obey God and sing and do it even in a quiet night. And you'll get a promotion. People will come against you and talk ill of you and make you feel like you have no reason to do it again. And the next time you do will be the greatest anointing that you've ever felt. You've got to learn to recognize when you're just trying to be old you. Old you's not going to solve this. You're not going to change this on your own. Get as mad as you want to. It's not going to change it. It's easy to tell somebody that when they're angry. They'll just keep getting angry because they think that's what's going to solve the problem. And I'm just as guilty as anybody else being frustrated. It's a natural human instinct. But if we know Christ, then we know a way to have peace over these things. And when you walk in the peace of God, everybody that's watching you sees a difference. Just because I preach and come week in, week out, doesn't mean that anything is any easier for me. And there might be a day where you find me where I'm coming short in frustration, weariness, lack of love. The Bible talks about what we are to do for those that are in the natural. The word that we're looking for is edify. To edify is to encourage. To encourage is to support one that is weak. The original mission of a Christian has been lost. What we were even called to do has been lost. We're not called to show up and look pretty and to just say a few words and act like everything's perfect. We're called to be spiritual, to show our wounds, and that through the things we go through, let it be a testimony for God. Tonight, I'm showing all the wounds I've got. I'm not perfect by any means, but through every single thing I'm going through in my life, I'm growing. And as I grow, I'm made mature in Christ. And if you've learned to be mature in Christ, you don't make the same mistakes that you used to make. Once you come to a certain degree of thinking, you have to learn to stick to it and build a part of your character. I'm sober today because I chose to be. And God blessed me with the power to be sober. And I have to live every day in my mind like I'm sober. I can't live in the mindset of what I used to be. Listen to the same things I used to listen to. Talk to the same old gang that I used to run with. I have to have the mindset that I am sober and I'm going to live my life like I am clean. Now, if you are blessed, somebody needs to get a hold of this. You've got to have the mindset to know that you're living each day like you're blessed. Somebody needs that tonight. You've got to have the mindset every day that you are blessed, that you're on your way to a blessing, that nothing's going to stop you, that you will get to where you're going, and Deb will get behind us because we're moving on. We're sick and tired of living in the past, and we're moving for a better future in Christ Jesus. For through Him we can do all things. For through Him we're anointed with power from on high. And through Him we'll see those things that are dead be brought to life. I've been bored in church before, unsatisfied, critical, a judge. I've been guilty of being negative, unhappy, depressed, weary, sick, tired, all of those things. When we come in with those things in the house of God, it hinders the ability of the free outpouring of the anointing. And the only way to get the anointing in the house is to enter in into what we call spiritual warfare. That's doing the things that are foolish. Doing all that we know to do within our heart. And when enough agreement enters in the house of God, the anointing then begins to move. It goes from being a dry service to the cracks opening up and the rivers of the Spirit of God being free flowing for anybody. We're all guilty tonight of letting it be too dry in the house of God. I'm not going to just put that one on me. I'm saying we have all been guilty of coming in with negativity, coming in weary, coming in not letting God help us, not having the right frame of mind, and not letting the demonstration of the Spirit happen because we're being negative about our own problems. We have to learn. And that's why I feel like sometimes we've missed it preaching. And I want to bring it out to you. You've got to be spiritually minded. You've got to think the right thoughts. To just say that you're going to lose weight and just buy the food is not going to help you. Because if you don't tell yourself in your mind that you can only have a certain amount, you'll be bigger than you were than when you started. Have you ever heard of that seafood diet? You eat everything you see. You have to have the right mindset to accomplish anything. But with the peace of God, you can accomplish everything. You understand that? We can only do so much through the capacity of our own minds. We couldn't make it through trials without God. And when we do make it, we don't really make it. We lose stuff. Parts of ourselves that was never meant to be lost. Just now, at this point in my life, I'm coming up on 8 years clean. And I'm just now getting back feelings I lost when I was a teenager. Feelings of joy I thought I would never get back. I'm just now learning how to retain happiness. That is to be happy every day. I'm learning how to laugh every day. I mean, I'd been scorned by so much and I just lived my life so negatively. And I'm just learning in the past few months how to retain joy and keep it. That nobody take it away from you. And that was Paul's MO. He was after those things which were natural. He went and established churches just preaching by the power of the Spirit. He didn't do anything glamorous. He's just doing what I did tonight. But he went after that which God had sent him to do. And if you will do that, then you'll be blessed as he was blessed. And you'll reign with the blessings of God as he did. Let me read one last scripture to you. John chapter 15, verse 18. Now I want you to remember this, because oftentimes the world is what drags us back into being carnal and then living naturally as if we did not know God. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. This is in red letter. This is the word of Jesus. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, Therefore, the world hateth you. Let's just put that on the table. All the chips on the table right now. When you serve God, you will be hated. Not in a way where people may be picketing your house and holding up signs and saying, I hate you. But you'll run into bitter people more often than happy people. And you will be used as a piece for God to go forth and to help others. So he's not going to send us where there's no turmoil. He will send us where there is turmoil. You won't be sent to a church that's perfect. Hundreds of people. You know, attendance would be more stable at churches if people would just get established, but they're not established because they're running to every church trying to find the perfect one. But there's not one. Because there's humans in every one that I've ever been in, and humans make mistakes. So no matter where you go, you're going to find fault with something. So pick you a place that you feel like God has sent you to. Get your feet girded in. Get established in God. And don't let a few people get you down. You've got to know in yourself that there will be things around you that are difficult. It's in the Word of God. Jesus spoke it himself. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you must believe this word that he spoke. The world will hate you because it hated him first. Verse 20, remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also implying it will happen, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. We preach the children of Israel and the blessings they got in the promised land they went to. But don't ever want to accept the fact that we have to walk through the wilderness just like they did. We preach about Samson and his great strength and how he was able to overcome in that great and final hour. But yet don't realize within ourselves that we have the same strength. We preach about John and Paul and Peter and the disciples and all the great miracles they performed. Yet we're walking the same streets of people that do not believe just like they did. What is the difference between us and them? Nothing. For God has not changed. His word is the same and it is true. And it is there for those who will believe it. Remember this. Don't be carnal minded. I hope that the rest of your Christian life that you have understood what that means now. Don't be carnally minded and don't live as the person you once were. For the Bible talks about being carnally minded and dwelling back to a natural person. It says to him that know the truth, that know and do it not, it is sin. It becomes something that is of grave danger to those that know the way of God and dwell back in sin. You've been brought out from it. You cannot dwell in it. That's like Lot dwelling in the land of Sodom. You can't linger in what you've been brought out of, or you'll pull yourself right back in to the same trouble that you've been in. I'm here tonight because I'm trying to get some people out of the fire. I'm here tonight because I'm ready to see people get saved again. I'm here tonight because I want to see the power of God deliver those that are demon-possessed. But the only way that we're ever going to get to a mindset where when we speak to the devil that we believe ourselves is to be spiritually minded. You cannot be natural and tell any demon to flee, but you've got to know by the power of God who you are and what you've came to do. And when you know that, you'll come in and have authority over the enemy. I feel for us at times, but James, being a little more frank person, said we were without excuse. It's like he was saying it like this. Just imagine this. If you have a $50 debt, but yet you possess $100 to pay it and don't use it, whose fault is it that you're still in debt? Is it the one whom gave it to you or the one who holds the ability to pay it? You have to choose to use what God has given you, or you will live in lack and unhappiness. You already have the payment. You already have the sacrifice. You have been forgiven. You have access through Jesus Christ to the anointing of God. So when we have debts and trials and humps and bumps and spikes and thorns and everything that is negative in this life, you've got to understand you already have what you need. You already have what you need to do this. You've just got to believe in yourself and get the right frame of mind that when you get up in the morning, I feel the Spirit of God. When you get up in the morning, that you tell yourself that you are worth living for, that you have people that love you, and that you can do this no matter how bad that it's been before, that you can do this today. For today is your day of redemption. The redemption is drawing nigh. There is a reason that you're here tonight. God gave you this word as much as I'm here and as much as I've ever preached any word. If you forget the rest of me and you forget everything I've ever said, if you forget the website where we put the preaching on, and if I die and 20 years goes by, I want you to remember that you have everything that you need to get through everything that you are going through. You have what you need. Don't you dare let anybody, any circumstance, any trial, take away from you what God has given you. For that is the greatest gift that you have ever had, and will ever know. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we praise you tonight for your goodness. Lord, we thank you for this word. We thank you for this worship. God, we thank you for each one that's here. And I pray against the devil right now. And I say in the name of Jesus, we're going to be spiritually minded. We're laying off our carnality and we're stepping into a new thing. It's not too late, just like we sang. It's not too late. Close your eyes and receive that. I lay off everything that besets me. I lay off every sin and I lay off every temptation, and I receive, God, that I can be spiritually minded and that we can overcome all things through Christ. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Are you glad that you're here tonight? Hallelujah. Let the Lord know that He is good. I know it sounds like that I'm being foolish right now, but we need to enter into a praise that we're proud of for about 30 seconds. Can you get up just for a minute and give God His due praise? You're not doing it for me. If He's blessed you from last week to now, then just give Him thanks. Father, I'm speaking this to somebody right now. You are just, you're just on the edge. You're just at this place where you just can't go any farther. And God is saying, back up away from this cliff and don't give up and move back from the things that are trying to pull you into this mess and receive this word this night. Don't give up. Don't give up. It's not over yet. Man, I feel that for somebody in here tonight. Don't give up. It's worth it. It's worth it. Right now I'm taking authority over the enemy that's trying to corrupt the minds of the children of God. And we rebuke you, Satan. And I pray that every person in here feel and receive that peace that's present right now. Oh, just receive it. Lay off every thought that's bothering you. Lay off everything. Lay it off. Lay it off. Lay it off. Receive that peace and go out of here with the peace of God. And know that no matter what happens, God will be with you. He will be with you in your marriage. He'll be with you in your workplace. He'll be with you in your family. He'll be with you in present trouble. Church, I love you tonight. I appreciate your attention and your devotion and obedience. And I know that God will bless you for it, just as He will bless me for taking the time and stepping out and biting the bullet. But you've got to know and understand that I don't do this for entertainment, and I'm not doing this for fun, and I'm not doing it for money. I'm doing this for you, and I want you to know that this is a serious word, and we have got to be more effective in the church house week in and week out by not being so carnal minded and not being so natural. If we come in with the right frame of mind, we will overcome the enemy.